Hare Krishna. Krishna does not stand for the absolute truth. He is the absolute truth. Many people who have some understanding of the absolute tend to think of that absolute in impersonal terms. They think that they associate personality with form and finiteness. They think if somebody is a person and if they have a form, then that means they must be finite. And their understanding of the absolute is infinite. So therefore, how can the absolute be a person? Or how the so when they hear any Bhakti Bhavita references which talk about Krishna as the absolute truth. For example, 7.7, Krishna says very categorically, Mattaha parataram nanyad kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaiva. Mattaha parataram nanyad, he says, there is no truth other than me. Kinchidasti dhananjaya, no possibility of that. He is the unifying, underlying truth of everything. Mai sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaiva. So, actually here Krishna is telling, when they hear such statements like this, they think that Krishna, his self-reference to himself, that's simply like a placeholder. You know, there's some spot and if there's nothing to, we need to keep something in that spot just to keep that spot properly. So, just like if somebody is, we got into a bus or a train or in a hotel, and we have a friend is going to come, so we keep some newspaper or a bag over there to indicate this seat is occupied. It's a placeholder till the real person comes. So they think of Krishna as a placeholder till one realizes the impersonal absolute. So they think that for people who are not intelligent enough to understand the impersonal nature of the absolute, they think that actually, you know, for them, for such less intelligent people, Krishna is the absolute. He is a placeholder. They think he stands for the absolute truth. But the Bhagavad Gita is very categorical that actually Krishna doesn't stand for the absolute truth. Krishna is the absolute truth. So in three verses in the Bhagavad Gita, 15.16-18, which are often referred to as the Trishloki Gita, Krishna progressively talks about how he is beyond the conditioned soul, and he is even beyond the liberated souls. He is the sustainer of the whole world, and that's why he celebrated in all the three worlds as the Supreme Person. And then in 15.19, he declares conclusively, Yo mameva asammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavit bhajati mam sarvabhavena bharata. That he says, those who understand him to be the Supreme Person, such people are what? He doesn't say that they are less intelligent. They understand, say that they are sarvaved. They know everything. They know the complete truth. So the idea is that Krishna, because he is the supreme spiritual being, he can have a form and still not be finite. He can be a person with form and still remain infinite. That is his inconceivable potency. So by not superimposing conceptions drawn from our experience with form and finiteness, but being open to understand the absolute truth in full glory, we can understand how the absolute truth is both personal and unlimited. So, and that highest manifestation of the absolute truth is Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.